CBM-FM, Chicago.
The FBI in peace and war. The FBI in peace and war is brought to you by healthful, delicious Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. Enjoy chewing Wrigley's Spearmint every day, as millions do. The lively, long-lasting flavor freshens your mouth and sweetens your breath. The pleasant chewing eases tension, helps you feel better and get more enjoyment out of what you're doing. Another great story based on Frederick L. Collins' copyrighted book, The FBI in Peace and War. Drama, thrills, action. Tonight, the Father Leon story.
Hey, Charlie.
Yeah?
I thought you say you were going to go straight the last time I saw you.
Straight? Jojo, I always go straight till I run out of money, don't I?
Oh, so I am paying for the drinks, eh?
Only a temporary basis, son. Within a few weeks, a scant matter of days.
Charlie, what's the racket?
Jojo, I have found the absolutely perfect sucker of the old Father Leon story.
Charlie.
Listen, you've got to see this one to believe it. He's from someplace in Iowa. He owns a wholesale hardware business. He's down here in Arizona for his first vacation in 15 years.
Did you already show him that gold thing that...
Montezuma's bracelet?
Yeah, that one.
Sure, I showed him that and a couple of other relics. He already had them to a jeweler and he found out they're real gold.
You know, Charlie, I think there is in your nature just a touch of dishonesty.
Can I count you in, Jojo? 50-50 split?
Well...
I could always tell the Mexican cops you were in this country illegally. Don't forget that.
Okay, Charlie, come in. But I really cannot believe anyone would fall for that Father Leon story.
The unbelievable but documented records of well-known swindlers show that none was more successful with a fantastic yarn than Charlie Yates, who operated in the southern resorts from California across the country to Florida. Charlie was a gentle, folksy type of thief who hung around the best hotels and palmed himself off as an old-time prospector.
Well, I don't care if he is an authentic character. I say everybody should take a bath once in a while.
Alice, you haven't heard a word I've been saying.
I don't know why you wanted to come all the way down here just to see a lot of old Indian ruins anyway.
Alice.
Dudley, I think I'm going to need a new fur coat this fall. Can I have one?
Yes, dear.
Thank you. Now, what were you saying about that bracelet he showed you?
I was saying, dear, that I took it to a jeweler and he told me it was 18-carat gold.
Well, now, isn't that nice?
Alice, you never heard a word of that story Charlie Yates was telling us about Father Leon.
What story, dear?
Oh, Alice.
Well, really, Dudley, you've been acting like a little boy off on a treasure hunt. What's so exciting about a plain gold bracelet?
Here's what's exciting. That bracelet may be part of Montezuma's treasure that Father Leon brought from Mexico in 1822.
Well, if this Father Leon brought it, what is Charlie Yates doing with it?
Alice, Charlie Yates found an abandoned mine shaft. He was exploring the shaft when he stumbled on the bracelet and those other things. He remembered the legend about Father Leon.
I still say that's no excuse for not taking a bath occasionally.
Alice, if you don't mind my saying so, you got about as much romantic imagination as a gross of stove bolts. Aren't you coming with me this afternoon?
Out in that hot desert to see a hole in the ground? I should say not.
All right, I'll call Charlie and tell him you won't be coming.
I guess riding a truck over dirt roads ain't for the women folks anyway.
I guess it isn't.
Are you getting tired, Mr. Wicks?
I never felt better in my life.
Me neither. Just give me a good old jalopy, a can of beans, and a couple of pounds of flour, and they can have every town in Arizona.
That goes for me, too. Say, Charlie.
Yeah?
The boys at home call me Dudley. No reason why you shouldn't.
Dudley's good enough for me.
Okay.
Matter of fact, I used to prospect for gold with a fellow named Dudley. Yeah, reminds me a lot of you. Kind of the tough, outdoor type.
Is that so?
Oh, yeah. Crack shot, this fellow Dudley.
Well, now, I've done a little shooting in my day.
I could tell. Well, here we are. That's the entrance to the mine shaft right there. You feel up to a little digging, Dudley?
I sure do.
Okay. Hey, you want to put this flashlight in your pack? It's pretty dark down that shaft.
Yes, of course.
Matter of fact,
What's the trouble?
Who's that coming out of the shaft?
I don't know.
Well, we're certainly going to find out. Howdy, stranger.
Good afternoon, senor. Do you have the time? My watch seems to have stopped.
It's 3 o'clock.
3 o'clock? Well, thank you. I have stayed almost too late.
Mister.
Yes?
If you don't mind my asking, what were you doing down in the shaft?
Oh, I was exploring, senores. The old records say it was possibly the hiding place of certain treasure. I did not find any.
You're interested in treasure?
Only historically. I am with the Mexican Archaeological Society.
The what?
Mexican Archaeological Society. I am Jose Felipe Hernando.
My name is Yates, Charlie Yates, and this here is Mr. Dudley Wicks, my partner. Well, come along, Dudley. Oh, say, Mr. Hernando, if you're interested in these things, I'd like to show you something I found where you've just been looking. Mr. Hernando, what would you say this bracelet was?
Senor, I am almost afraid to say.
That's what I thought. Dudley, get that thermos with the cold drinks. You and me and Mr. Hernando got a couple of things to talk over.
Back to the Father Leon story in just a moment. You know, friends, one reason you'll enjoy chewing Wrigley's Spearmint Gum is that it helps to keep your mouth feeling so fresh and clean. The lively, full-bodied flavor of Wrigley's Spearmint is really cooling and refreshing. Besides, the chewing itself gives you comfort because it helps to keep your mouth and throat pleasingly moist. Helps keep your teeth clean and bright, too. Try it and see for yourself. Chew Wrigley's Spearmint Gum while you work, while driving your car, out walking, and in your home. See how this delicious chewing gum helps to keep your mouth feeling fresh, cool, and clean. That's Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum. Get some next time you go to the store. And now, Act Two of the Father Leon story.
Since Charlie Yates had spent more of his adult life in prison than out, we had excellent pictures of him, which were published in post offices all over the country whenever Charlie was wanted for a swindle, which was most of the time. A beauty shop owner in Los Angeles, one of the few people whom Yates had ever failed to swindle, recognized his picture and told us her experience with Yates.
Well, it was something, believe me. First he was going to marry me and open a chain of beauty salons from here to Miami. Then he tried to get me to put money in uranium stocks. He was a character, I'm telling you.
How'd you meet him, Mrs. Porter?
Oh, out at the races. One thing I love, it's the horses. He was standing next to me when Honey Boy came in and paid $48. I got so excited, I grabbed the first thing in sight, and it was him. Next thing you know, he was taking me to dinner.
How long did your friendship with Yates last?
Until I had to start taking him to dinner.
And he tried to sell you some uranium stock.
Can you imagine? I don't mind losing money on the horses, but uranium...
When did you see Mr. Yates last, Mrs. Porter?
About 6 months ago, I guess. I got weak-kneed and loaned him $50 to go to Arizona.
Arizona?
Yeah. He couldn't sell me the uranium, and he gave up trying to marry me, so he said his health was no good, and he was going to Arizona. His health. He would have eaten me out of house and home if I'd let him.
Do you have any idea what part of Arizona he had in mind?
I don't even know if he went to Arizona. I just figure I was lucky to get rid of him for only $50.
You weren't very fond of Mr. Yates?
Well, sure I was. He's real good company once you find out there's not an honest bone in his body. But I sure wouldn't want to be on the other end of one of his swindles.
But that's just ridiculous. Why should you put up a lot of money to dig for old-fashioned bracelets?
Alice, it's not a lot of money. It's only $3,500 for the preliminary exploration.
Why doesn't that Mr. Hoosis from Mexico pay for it?
I told you it would take months, maybe a year, before the Archaeological Society could appropriate the funds. And in the meantime...
In the meantime, Charlie Yates appropriates the funds from you.
I might remind you, Alice, that you also have in mind an appropriation... from new fur coat.
Well, at least the coat will keep me warm. What are you going to do with all that old-fashioned jewelry?
Well, it may interest you to know that Mr. Hernando estimates Father Leon's treasure at roughly $700,000. If it's there.
$700,000?
And in addition to the monetary value, there's something else Mr. Hernando hinted at. I didn't press him.
$700,000 in our money?
Of course. But there's also the possibility that I could be offered a fellowship in the Mexican Archaeological Society.
Dudley, I'd like to do the house over this year. Could I?
Alice, wouldn't you be pleased if I were a fellow of the Mexican Archaeological Society? Huh?
What?
If I was an FMLS.
Dudley, whatever are you talking about?
Nothing.
Don't you want the house done over, dear?
Yes, Alice, there's nothing I want more. Look, it's 11 o'clock. You better get down to the lobby for your bridge game.
Oh, yes, I'd better. Where are you going, Dudley?
For a walk, I guess. I want to stop by the bank to see if they'll arrange to certify a check for me. Well, there you are, Charlie. Certified for $3,500. Now you can start buying your digging equipment today.
Dudley, I accept this check on behalf of all three of us. And if we don't find that treasure, it won't be your fault.
Senor Weeks, I think you have just done a very important thing.
You bet your life he has. What's that you said he was, Mr. Hernando?
A sponsor of the Father Leon excavations.
You hear that, Dudley? You're a sponsor. Another $3,500 and there's no telling what you'd be.
You have a sense of humor, Senor Yates.
I wouldn't be without it.
However, it is just possible that our society might offer certain honors to Senor Weeks.
Well, that's all right now, Mr. Hernando. If I can make a little contribution to historical research, that's good enough for me.
Me too, Dudley. Now, what do you say we all go out and have a glass of beer?
I'm afraid I can't, Charlie. I got to get back to my hotel and take my wife shopping. Adios, Mr. Hernando.
Adios, Senor Weeks. Vaya con Dios.
Same to you. Bye.
$3,500 certified. Jojo, have you ever in your entire life seen such a perfect sucker?
Never.
We're going over and get the money right now.
Okay, let us go.
$3,500, and it was less than a week's work. Jojo, you know, something just occurs to me.
Yes, Charlie, I know it always occurs to you, but forget it.
There's not much extra risk.
Charlie, the surest way into jail is to overplay a sucker.
We've only scratched the surface on this one, Jojo. What's $3,500 to him?
No, Charlie.
All I got to do is dig up a few more bracelets, tell him I need some more money.
No, Charlie.
He's still got 2 more weeks of his vacation.
No, it's a bad policy.
Tell you what, Jojo, we'll toss a coin. Heads, we stay here. Tails, we clear out.
I do not believe in gambling.
Oh, it's not gambling if you can't lose either way, is it? And you can use your own coin. Well, that's fair enough, ain't it?
Charlie, all I want...
Go ahead, Jojo. The bank closes in 15 minutes. We're wasting time.
All right. But I want your word.
My solemn word, son. Whatever the coin says, that's what we do.
Okay. Here goes.
Well?
Heads, we stay. But, Charlie, I think we make a very big mistake.
Back to the Father Leon story in just a moment. Friends, here's a modern, sensible way to satisfy that little hungry feeling you sometimes get between meals, especially when you want to go light. Chew a stick of refreshing, delicious Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. You see, Wrigley's Spearmint Gum is never rich or filling, yet it does satisfy your taste and give you that little pickup you want, helps to tide you over till mealtime. It's one reason why Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum is the favorite between meal treat of millions. Always keep a package of Wrigley's Spearmint Gum right with you. And when you get that little hungry feeling but want to go light, chew a stick of this good-tasting gum. That's Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum. Healthful, refreshing, delicious. And now, Act Three of the Father Leon story.
A
short while after we had alerted the law enforcement agencies in three southwest states, a detective employed by a fashionable hotel near Tucson, Arizona, spotted a man who seemed to answer our description of Yates. While Agent Reynolds and I were on our way to check into this, Yates and his partner Hernando were doing what no swindlers should ever do, overplay their victims.
You know, Jelly, I'm glad that coin was come heads. I'm having a very fine time these last few days.
Yeah, so I've been noticing. You got any of your money left?
Oh, I know for a case of very good champagne, a bucket of dry ice and two glasses.
Jojo.
Jolly, we'll be very hot digging in that mine shaft, and you will be glad for a glass of champagne.
Where did you hide all of that?
In the back with your shovels under the canvas. Viva Father Leon and the buried treasure.
Jojo, you haven't been sampling that champagne.
Of course not. I'm still happy from last night.
A little digging in the mine will take care of that.
Charlie, couldn't we just put the jewelry here and there?
We're gonna dig, Jojo, and bury it. Then when Dudley comes and sees me pick up a genuine gold amulet once owned by Montezuma's brother...
How deep do we dig?
2 or 3 feet, anyway.
Seems like a lot of energy on a hot day, but I guess you know best.
I think I do. You got to pay attention to the small details if you want to play a sucker right.
Okay. Viva the small details. You want me to drive for a while?
No. We're almost there.
You wouldn't want to stop for a moment to taste the cool refresh.
We're not stopping for anything now, Jojo. The sucker wants to find buried treasure, and we're going to bury it.
As soon as we had talked with the hotel detective, we were sure that he had seen Charlie Yates. According to the detective, Yates and another man had visited with two guests at the hotel, Mr. and Mrs. Dudley Wicks. We talked with Mrs. Wicks, and she positively identified Yates from pictures.
I knew it. I knew it from the minute Dudley laid eyes on that man. I said to him, Dudley, that man is definitely a sneaky, unreliable type.
Where's your husband now, Mrs. Wicks?
Oh, down at the barbershop. He'll be right back. Oh, wait till he hears this. Him and his buried treasure.
Have you any idea where Yates is now, Mrs. Wicks?
No, but Dudley will know. The three of them have been thick as thieves these last 2 days.
The other man with Yates is Mexican, you think?
He says he is. Mr. Hernando of the Mexican Archaeological Society. I said, Dudley, that man's eyes are too close together, but oh no, Dudley wouldn't listen. He wanted to be a fellow or some nonsense like that. I couldn't make head nor tail of it. But here he is now. Dudley?
Yes, dear?
Come in, dear. There are a couple of gentlemen here to see you. Dudley, this is Mr. Stevens and Mr. Reynolds. They're agents of the FBI, dear.
Well, that's just the trouble. She's always right, and I've just made a fool of myself.
You aren't the first victim of this scheme, Mr. Wicks.
Oh, I bet I'm the first one who gave them a check and then came back for more.
You're not even the first on that score.
Well, I'll bet I'm the one and only fellow of the Mexican Archaeological Society. You can't top that one.
Don't take it too hard, Mr. Wicks.
Oh, I can't help it. It's not the money. I can afford the money, but I'm supposed to be a pretty sharp businessman. I'm supposed to know the angles. And look at me. If you hadn't come along, I'd be digging for buried treasure right now.
Is that why you were supposed to come here this afternoon?
Uh-huh. Well, here we are. There's Yates now.
Yeah, howdy, partner!
Howdy, Charlie! You hear that crook calling me partner? What's going on, Charlie?
We're digging, partner. Who you got with you?
A couple of friends. They're interested in Father Leon.
Dudley, I don't know if we ought to let the public in on this yet. Now, of course, if they're friends of yours...
Viva Father Leon! Viva the pleasure of Montezuma!
Is that Mr. Hernando in the mines?
Yes, I've been having a little trouble with him, Dudley. You see, it was kind of hot digging, and he brought along some nice, cool wine.
Good afternoon, Señor Wicks. Are you ready to search for the fabulous treasure of Montezuma? We have already found this fine amulet just where we thought it would be.
Where did you think it would be, Mr. Hernando?
Huh?
Yeah, boys, maybe Mr. Hernando...
Well, let him answer, Charlie. Where'd you think it would be, Mr. Hernando? Just where you and Charlie put it this morning, isn't that where?
Hey, partner, aren't you getting a little off the beam?
No, I'm not, you swindler.
What did you say?
I said you were a swindler, and so are you, Mr. Hernando. You're both swindlers.
Señor Wicks, you are no longer a candidate for the Mexican Archaeological Society. I withdraw my recommendation. As for your question, Senor, I do not know who you are.
My name is Reynolds. I'm an agent of the Federal Bureau of Investigation. This is Mr. Stevens, also an agent of the Federal Bureau of Investigation.
Jojo, don't talk till we see a lawyer.
Charlie, is this a pinch?
It is. So just shut up.
But I told you, didn't I? We never should have tossed that coin. I knew it would be one great big mistake.
With no possible defense, Charlie Yates pleaded guilty to several charges of fraud. Jose Hernando was turned over to the Mexican police. Yates was given a 5-year sentence for his various swindles, and Hernando 2 years in a Mexican prison for a previous larceny. It is hoped that this is the end of the Father Leon story.
Remember, friends, to help keep your mouth feeling fresh and clean, chew Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. There's lots of lively, refreshing flavor in it, and you can chew a stick just about any time and any place. Then, too, while you're sinking your teeth into this good-tasting gum, the natural chewing action is helping to keep your teeth clean and bright. Next time you're at the store, get some packages of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum. Get plenty for your whole family, because Wrigley's Spearmint Gum is a perfect all-family treat. Healthful, refreshing, delicious. In tonight's story, Bob Dryden played the parts of Charlie Yates, and Bill Smith was Dudley Wicks. This radio dramatization for the FBI in Peace and War was written by Louis Pelletier. These programs are produced and directed by Betty Mandeville. All names and characters used on the program are fictitious. Any similarity to persons living or dead is purely coincidental. This program is based upon Frederick L. Collins' copyrighted book, The FBI in Peace and War. And the broadcast does not imply endorsement, authorization, or approval by the Federal Bureau of Investigation. The makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Gum, the refreshing, delicious treat that gives you real chewing enjoyment, invite you to listen to next Wednesday's story, Nuisance Value, on the FBI in Peace and War. Same time, same station. This is the CBS Radio Network.